Here's your Forbes daily briefing for Tuesday, September 14th. Today on Forbes, Inside Larry Elder's Bad Bets, how the candidate for California governor lost one house and nearly lost another. Larry Elder, the leading Republican challenger in California's gubernatorial recall election, has made his living preaching fiscal responsibility on the nationally syndicated Larry Elder radio show, in four best-selling books, and in frequent television appearances since his own show, Moral Court, went off the air in the early 2000s. And he's made his campaign criticizing the state's Democratic governor for overspending. Meanwhile, little is known about Elder's own finances, which he's managed to keep hidden, having successfully argued in court that the California law requiring the release of gubernatorial candidates' tax returns doesn't apply to recall elections. California's financial disclosure rules require candidates only to disclose limited information on certain investments in businesses and real estate located or operating in the state, but do not offer a full picture of a candidate's holdings. Voters will be left to wonder what the public disclosure of Elder's finances would have revealed. But property records reviewed by Forbes suggest that, on at least two occasions, Elder has succumbed to the same sort of financial mismanagement he derides, including having a $2.4 million home in the Hollywood Hills seized by lenders and sold at auction, and narrowly avoiding the same fate for his home nearby, currently worth about $5 million. Elder grew up in South Central Los Angeles and went on to practice law after receiving a JD from the University of Michigan. He was discovered in the 1990s by conservative radio talk show host Dennis Prager, who recommended him for a job at ABC Radio Network's Los Angeles affiliate. For full coverage, check out Matt Durrott's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.